Welcome to Andrew Sobel's Client Relationships Reimagined, Building Your Clients for Life. Andrew is the world's leading authority on the strategies and skills required to develop long-term client relationships. He's the author of 7 acclaimed books on how to create trusted client partnerships, including the international bestsellers Clients for Life and Power Questions. In this audio e-learning program, you'll find a comprehensive roadmap for evolving from an expert for hire to a trusted client advisor and developing your own clients for life. It includes 82 lessons that cover 7 major challenges. The next 12 lessons address challenge 1, become a trusted client advisor. You'll learn the skills you need to earn a seat at the table.
Session 1, Building Your Clients for Life. Lesson 1.1, What Clients Really Want. Hi, I'm Andrew Sobel. Welcome to Client Relationships Reimagined, Building Your Clients for Life. This program contains a comprehensive set of road-tested strategies and techniques to acquire more new clients and build enduring relationships with existing ones. Today's clients are very sophisticated. They have extremely high standards in terms of the levels of value, quality, and service they expect from you. And they often think they know exactly what they should pay for outside providers. If you want to truly stand out in your client's eyes and become part of their inner circle, you have to reimagine your client relationships and redefine how you develop, grow, and sustain them. Given the market forces at work, just trying a little harder isn't going to get you the results you seek. In fact, trying harder really isn't what's needed. Reimagining your client relationships means adopting smarter strategies and using the face time you have with your clients more effectively, not working an extra 10 hours a week. For the last 15 years, I've been studying the world's best practitioners at building enduring client relationships, and I've interviewed several thousand client executives about their most trusted service providers. What I found is that at the individual level, you need to evolve from an expert for hire, which some clients will view as a tradable commodity, to a trusted client advisor. You have to become an agenda setter, a thought leader, who actively engages your clients on their toughest issues and adds value at all stages of the relationship. On the other hand, firms must build an all-for-one organization that institutionalizes client relationships and builds many-to-many relationships. Large corporate clients expect their providers and advisors to be adept at managing trusted client partnerships. There is no single technique, no silver bullet, that will miraculously convince a prospect to buy from you or convert a mediocre relationship into a terrific one. But there are powerful skills and strategies, which I've set out in this audio program, that will help you become more successful with clients. Learn them and use them regularly, and over time, you'll see lasting results. I had a client, Bill, who reimagined his relationships to great effect. His story illustrates the power of using the right relationship-building strategies. Bill was a partner in a large management consulting firm. He thought he had pretty good relationships with his clients, although he admitted to me later that they weren't anywhere near as good as he thought they were, and he hadn't realized how much better they could become. Bill had a client in New York who was the regional CEO for a large multinational corporation. Bill would see him about 3 times a year. One day, as Bill was leaving his office, the client's executive assistant, Deborah, pulls him aside. Bill says he had his briefcase in one hand and a large PowerPoint presentation in the other. "You know," Deborah says to him, "my boss really enjoys having a conversation with you. You ought to come more often." "Well," Bill replies, "I'm delighted he enjoys our meetings. I do think I come pretty regularly. And I really prepare for these sessions." Bill nods towards the thick presentation deck that he brought with him. Deborah looks around, apparently to see if anyone else might be listening. "Your competitors are coming more often," she says to him. "Well, thanks for that information," Bill tells her, "but I feel like we do have a good relationship, and I bring him lots of first-class analysis." Bill points one more time to his slide presentation. Then Deborah leans towards Bill, whispering as if she's about to share an enormous secret. "I have to tell you," she says to Bill, "my boss has confessed to me that he views those PowerPoint slides as the price he has to pay to have a good conversation with you." Bill told me he was a bit stunned, especially thinking about all those slides he'd dragged into his client's office. Bill reflected long and hard about this encounter, and he began to change how he interacted with the CEO and his other executives. He started seeing his client more often. His meetings were more casual and personal, sometimes over lunch, occasionally for coffee in the early morning. He started learning much more about the CEO's agenda, including his personal goals and ambitions. And because Bill was seeing him more often, he became more part of the flow of his daily life. He was able to add more value to his day-to-day challenges. Bill said that he still prepared carefully for his conversations, but he didn't often bring the PowerPoint. He also started offering more ideas about the client's overall business challenges, as opposed to the detailed financial and operational analyses he used to share with him. Here's what happened. As Bill learned about additional issues the client's company faced, he was able to introduce other colleagues and expand the work. The CEO began to see Bill and his firm as contributing to the client's growth, not just as a spare set of hands to do operational analysis. The discussions became more wide-ranging, and they both found their time together more enjoyable. Within 2 years, Bill told me, the relationship became one of the largest revenue-producing clients at his firm. There are many lessons in this true story about my client. One of them is that great relationships are based on great conversations, not one person showing the other how much they know. A second one is that when clients perceive you as part of their growth and profits, they can't get enough of you. But when they see you as a cost, they'll cut you at any time. I'll conclude this first lesson by mentioning three important truths about professional relationships, and then describing the four things that clients almost always want in a relationship with an external provider. Today, as I work with senior executives around the world, three things strike me. First, although long-term relationships are in some ways harder than ever to develop, they are also more important than ever. They remain a fundamental way of doing business and a key means of differentiating yourself from the competition. Despite increased competition, commoditization, and the use of procurement, most executives still value trusted relationships. These relationships reduce risk for your clients, and in markets that are fraught with risk, that's incredibly important. Second, the basic principles for building relationships are common across culture and geography. I've traveled to over 35 countries around the world to teach these relationship-building skills, and while the day-to-day tactics may have to be adapted to your local culture, the core strategies of listening, building trust, being a proactive agenda setter, adding value, and so on are pretty universal. Third, most of the factors that determine whether a client relationship withers on the vine or grows are in your hands. They're under your control. You determine which clients to accept, how often you see them, how well you prepare for client meetings, the quality of the work you do, and so on. Faced with exactly the same market conditions, some professionals consistently build trusted client relationships and are the top revenue generators, while others flounder. You're in charge, and you have to take responsibility for your own success with clients. Finally, what do clients really want in their relationships? Of course, each client is different, and furthermore, each client will look for somewhat different things in each engagement. But if we step back, there are four fundamental characteristics or values that nearly all clients look for in their relationships. First, they want to work with someone they trust. Specifically, they need to trust that you're competent at what you do, that you have integrity, and that you have positive intent, that you're going to focus on their needs and their agenda. Second, you have to deliver. You don't become a trusted advisor and then show that you can deliver on your commitments. Rather, you demonstrate again and again that you can do high-quality work and provide high levels of client service. As the chairman of a large London-based company once said to me, with a bit of wryness, There really is something to be said for doing an outstanding job, isn't there? Third, you must provide value for money. In the research I've done, this is one of the most important trends. Clients want more value in their relationships. In an age where procurement methods are being used to buy everything from consulting projects to banking financing, you must be able to demonstrate that the value you add well exceeds the fees you charge. And finally, clients want to work with someone they like. I've heard this from many top executives. I don't work with jerks. I work with people who are likable. Of course, being likable is a necessary but not sufficient quality. Without trust, delivery, and value, you won't get very far. These are the four most basic things that clients want from a relationship. But what distinguishes a merely good relationship from a great one? How do you know if you have a strong relationship? What are the signs? In the next lesson, I describe the six levels of client relationships, and I give you specific criteria to evaluate your relationships.